This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As I mentioned earlier in the show, coming up March 19th through 26th is the inaugural Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. This is where you will have the opportunity to experience some of the best Cambodian restaurants in Long Beach with special menu items and special pricing. So it's a win-win for everybody. And one of the participating restaurants that is part of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show, is the wonderful Battambang Barbecue, run by the Cambodian cowboy, that being Chef Chad Puong. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chad back to the restaurant show. Chad, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me back on your show.
Oh, Chad, I've been missing that brisket and that tri-tip. I'm going to have to get down your way during Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week for sure. But, you know, one doesn't need an excuse, but boy, you're doing some good cue. To back up a little bit, Chad, for our listeners that might not have heard you when you were on the show last year, you come at this in kind of a very special way. You're not nicknamed the Cambodian cowboy for no reason. Where did you learn to cook Texas-style barbecue?
I learned cooking smoked Texas barbecue out in Amarillo. I live in a little city called Hereford, Texas, and that's where I worked for 5 years at a meat Tajikin plant, and that's where I was in different parts of the department. And during the weekend, me and my friends and families, we would gather around and smoke barbecue. And that's how I learned, you know, the art of smoking barbecue out in Texas.
Pretty incredible. So, Chad, just so our listeners have more of your background, you know, your family emigrated or found their way to Long Beach. After high school, you escaped to Texas for a while, and then it was time to come back.
Yes, it was time to come back, and, you know, like most young people, we find ourselves in different job industries. So I was in the IT industry, and then I just retired because of COVID also for my surgical job out in South Orange County in Irvine.
And I think we should mention, Chef Chad, that it's obvious for any of our listeners and myself that have visited your rolling barbecue in various areas of Long Beach, that you are now definitely doing what you feel passionately about. Because for you to go from location to location and have to do all the setup and teardown by yourself, not to mention the preparation of the meat in advance, you make all your own sauces. This is a lot of work, Chef.
So, yeah, it is a lot of work, but I'm very, very passionate about it because the local people and across Southern California, across the country, they've been, you know, coming out here for almost over a couple of years now to try out my Texas Cambodian barbecue. So that's what keeps me going. It's just patrons just coming by the smoker and trying out the brisket, the tri-tip, and the ribs. So that's what gets me going, and that's what I do my best work week in and week out.
Well, and the secret is now getting out, Chef Chad, because I should mention to our listeners, late last year in November, CBS News nationally, the segment they do called The Dish, Carter Evans actually visited you for CBS Mornings and did really a wonderful profile of what you're doing. And the anchors back in New York were really jealous that they didn't get to taste your cue. So I would say, Chef Chad, you're pretty well much on your way.
Yeah. Thank you. It was really a life-changing experience. I never thought in my wildest dream I could feature, you know, even locally here, be invited by you, sir. You know, being on your show is amazing, but to be on a national segment called The Dish and just to show some of my food that I'm known for. So I feel very, very blessed and a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, Chad, Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week is coming up March 19th through 26th. You have regular places that you are. Just so our listeners know where to find you before we talk about more of the specifics of your food, can you talk about where you are on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? So they have some advance word of where to get some of this incredible barbecue.
So actually, it starts Thursday. So Thursday, I'm at Bixby Knolls Farmers Market from 3 to 6:30 p.m. And then Friday, I'm in Signal Hill. It's called 10 Mile Brewing. I'm there from 12 noon all the way till I sell out around like 7 or 8 p.m. Then Saturday, I will be at Three Weavers Brewery out in Inglewood, California. So I'm there at the same time from 12 to 9. And then I finish the rest of the week at Trademark Brewery on Sunday from 12 to 9.
Chef Chad, definitely an ambitious schedule. Now, what are you going to be doing special for Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week?
Oh, that brings me, Andrew. I can't wait to let people taste our nompang. So our nompang is similar to a banh mi. It's on a French roll baguette. And then instead of putting different cuts of meat, we have fresh brisket, pork belly, and pulled pork. We can put in the sandwich when the patrons do order it. And we have a special. Usually they're $20, $25. So we're doing a Cambodian restaurant week for only $15 for you and your listeners and everybody that comes to Battambang Barbecue.
Chef Chad, a wonderful opportunity to experience your food. And our listeners need to understand, premium barbecue, you know, this is the best meat. It's very time-consuming. Chef Chad makes everything from scratch in terms of his seasonings and his sauces. Definitely a gentleman that you're going to be hearing more about and definitely worthy of your support. One of your signature dishes that you do, Chef Chad, is a very special Cambodian sausage. Tell our listeners about that, because that's a pretty wonderful treat in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. We have this wonderful, wonderful smoke Cambodian sausage. It's called Tua Ko. So Ko means, you know, cow. So it's 100% beef. And we have galangal roots. We have garlic. And then we finish it off with some cooked jasmine rice to let it age and ferment and give it a little sourness. So if I was to compare the Cambodian Tua Ko to, it would be like a summer sausage. And when it's smoked, it's phenomenal. You cannot stop by and not get that.
Tell us about a couple of the other side dishes you do, Chef Chad, because, again, those are unexpected, too, and they definitely have a little bit of a Cambodian-Asian flair to them.
Oh, we have this wonderful, wonderful, it's like almost like a pho, but way different, a ramen. So we have kateo. So we have a rice noodle dish, and I brew the soup for almost 24 hours, and it's really, really great. And then we put a smoked brisket on top of that with the rice noodle. We finish it with cilantro, green onions, and you have a side of sprouts and a wedge of lime. So you could top it off with sriracha or hoisin sauce. It's phenomenal. It's one of the best noodle dishes that everybody loves at Battambang Barbecue.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Chef Chad. He is Battambang Barbecue, Battambong, one of the participating restaurants in the upcoming Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, March 19th through 26th. Before we say goodbye, Chef Chad, one more time, give us your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule so our listeners have a lot of options about where to find you.
So Thursday, we'll be at Bixby Knolls Farmers Market from 3 to 6:30. And then we'll be at Signal Hill at 10 Mile Brewing from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then Saturday, we'll be in Inglewood, California at Three Weaver Brewing from 12 to 9 p.m. And then we'll finish off Sunday at Trademark Brewing from 12 to 9 p.m.
And interestingly enough, Three Weavers and also Trademark are female-owned and doing some really wonderful craft beers. And as I know Chef Chad would agree, craft beer and barbecue, that's a match.
Oh, yeah, it goes hand in hand. You can't beat those two combinations.
Chef Tad, as we need to say goodbye, the best place to find you is on Instagram, and can you give us that information?
Yes, my Instagram handle is Battambong Barbecue. That's BattambongBBQ. And also, it is for Facebook and for Twitter. So you can find my schedule on those handles.
Just in case they forget, Chef Chad, because we did it quickly twice. Ladies and gentlemen, Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week coming up March 19th through 26th. A great way to immerse yourself in some diverse styles of Cambodian cuisine and be warmly welcomed and also have all those menu items value priced. We've been speaking with Chef Chad Pluong. He is Battambong Barbecue, and he will be rolling through Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, yes, as promised, my colleague Chef Andrew Gruhl of the newly opened Fish House in Huntington Beach. And we will be chatting about how one finances a growing restaurant empire. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.